Now, this has gone gangbusters today, and it's on the back of a text message that our next guest, Phil Moss, received yesterday from Tony Rallis, the agent that's trying to put this deal together for Usain Bolt. Mossy, we spoke to Tony today. He said the deal's done in principle, just needs the involvement of the FFA. It's an incredible story that we're waking up to. Front page news in the Daily Telegraph. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. Can I wear two different caps here?
Can I? No, you can wear one.
Let me put my coach's cap on first.
Yes.
From a development point of view.
Yes.
We're not scoring goals in the national team. It's well known.
Mm.
Is that because we're not developing enough young strikers? Because we're putting all those spots to foreign players in the A-League. So the front four spots, the two wingers, the strikers and the number 10s, the majority of them are foreign players who have played at a decent level overseas.
Right.
We're now talking about bringing someone who's never played professional football. And I'm guaranteeing you he's not going to play as a centre-back if he does play.
No.
He'll play as a winger. So I do have my concerns over that. Definitely, and I think that's a valid concern.
Do you have concerns, Mossy, though, that the FFA are going to have to tip in a lot of money to get Bolt to come out here and play in the competition, and the cost to play at a junior level is very expensive?
How long have we got, Loz?
Yeah.
If we're going to go into that debate, because that's a huge debate.
But should they spend the money more on registration fees than spending it on Usain Bolt?
Yeah, look, on the face of it, yes. Yeah, 100%. Because fees have to come down somehow, and I've said it many, many times. The problem with our game is that the money goes up the funnel instead of down the funnel.
Yes.
And that's not fair, and it's not right, and something has to change there. So on the face of it, people will look at it and go, well, if they're going to tip nearly $1 million in or more, I don't know what the figure is, but I believe it is around the $1 million mark. Or just under, then people have got a right to, parents have got a right to feel aggrieved. On the flip side of that, Usain Bolt will bring, if he's up to it, and that's the massive rider, and I've asked around if anyone's actually seen him kick a ball, and no one that I've spoken to in the last 8 hours since the story broke, most people are sleeping, but I haven't heard anyone say yet that he hasn't looked out of place when he's gone to, I think he went to Borussia Dortmund.
Yes.
He trained with Manchester United at one stage. So I haven't heard reports on that, so I don't know. But that's up to Mike Mulvey to judge his footballing ability. But certainly on the face of it, if he doesn't look out of place, he'll certainly put bums on seats.
Yeah, he will do that. Even Laurie said if he was driving past Allianz Stadium and the game was on, because he's a member, he'd drop in. He wouldn't have to pay extra for it. So
and the A-League needs some stardust. It needs more than a sprinkling of stardust. So,
but isn't this, mate, this is a Band-Aid solution to a bigger problem for the A-League, right? The A-League's fighting for relevancy, not just in the football world, but in Australia. Because it's a very congested sporting market, right? We know that. They've gone to summer. Like, that's a huge deal that they said, we recognise it's really hard with the two major codes here in winter, so we go to summer. They're losing a number of players, the high-profile players, Adrian, Babo, Bessart Berisha, etc. Isn't this a Band-Aid solution to what's a bigger problem?
Well, yes. Again, that's a fair point, Jimmy, and you know, we've only had a few hours to digest this, but the ramifications are, you know, that they can be huge if this blows up. Say the Mariners sign him,
yep,
right, and he's a flop, and I've got to put a rider on that. Mike Mulvey's a fantastic football coach with a great football brain, so I'm sure he's not going to put a Mariners shirt on a superstar from another sport if he's not up to it.
Right.
So I've got to put the rider on there, but you're right. It will be seen in some quarters as a Band-Aid solution. We've got bigger problems, and we saw it. We've seen it the last two World Cups. We've played decent football, decent performances in both World Cups, and not got out of our group. The reason for that is, are we creating chances? Yes, we are. Are we converting them? No, we're not. So we need quality in the front half of the field coming through. Graham Arnold's got some solutions, no doubt, up his sleeve for what he's seen as he takes over. And there's players who are capable, but there's no one who is standing up like a Timmy Cahill did and say, when the big moments come, I will score goals for you.
Should the A-League be there for a production line to go through to the Socceroos? So should it all be about developing, giving young guys the opportunity to play in the A-League, and then they get picked up by other massive clubs around the world, and then that funnels into the Socceroos? Or is this just about having a strong domestic competition trying to win that?
without sounding like I'm sitting on the fence, a bit of both, Loz. And the reason for that is we're different to league, different to union, different to AFL. We'll never have our best players at the very peak of their powers playing in the A-League because of the bright lights of of Europe and the big money in Asia. But I think the A-League has to, first and foremost, it has to be the best professional football competition we can have with the best players that we can possibly bring to it. Now, we're struggling at the moment because of the salary cap, pure and simple. But we've always got to produce players that are going to be in and around the Socceroos. They'll never be the stars of the Socceroos.
No.
I mean, look, you saw at the World Cup, Josh Risden, who's played in the A-League. He's been at Perth Glory. He's been at Western Sydney Wanderers. And he was one of our better performers. I thought he was a very consistent performer. Was he one of our superstars? No. Because the superstars are the ones who create and score goals.
Having a guy like Bolt stop a youngster getting an opportunity at a higher level to show everyone what he's capable of doing?
That was my first point. That was exactly what I was saying, my first point of the segment is, we've already got foreigners who are stunting the development of our young players coming through in the top half of the field because most of those spots go to foreign players. So that's my biggest concern on something like this.
So there's a couple of that. You'll never get a foreign player, a marquee player that's a goalkeeper, like because they don't score the goals. And then the second point is, doesn't every kid want to be a striker? And then if you're not a striker, you start making your way back down the field. Is it like, isn't that the way it works? Everyone wants to be a halfback or a fullback in rugby league, and if you can't do that and you're slow, then you go to another position.
Yeah, that's right. But if you wind the clock back a little bit to our golden generation, there was plenty of kids running around that said, I want to be the next Lucas Neal. So it comes
Trent
down...
Trent Sainsbury's
and, the guy. And now Trent Sainsbury. So it comes down to, as you said before, our best players playing at the top of in the top league that they possibly can worldwide, and then that makes heroes of them when they play for the Socceroos, and then the kids want to be like them. Mm. They want to emulate them. So at the moment, we've still got one, and funnily enough, I heard a story last night about some kids in a park. A bloke stopped and said, you know, who's your favourite Socceroo player? And they struggled to come up with a name. And then finally they blurted out Tim Cahill, but that was a distant memory, and it should be now. Timmy's 38. His career's been and done.
Well, maybe Daniel Arzani is the name that...
Yeah, he'll definitely be one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I've got no doubt, as long as the advice around him is very good.
Well, talking about superstars, Mbappe. Yeah. What a legend.
Now, if he was coming to the Mariners, it'd be a totally different
but
conversation.
But 19 years of age, to dominate the World Cup the way he did, where does he end up and how good will he be?
Wow, that's a very open-ended question, Loz. I mean, at 19 and to do what he's done on the stage, he's done it. And I always look for little signs. And the sign for me is he's the first teenager to score in a World Cup final since Pelé.
Oh.
Right now, I'm not putting him in Pelé's bracket, but he's just emulated something that the great Pelé did at 19 years of age. So he's still got another... You know, touch wood.
He can play 5 World Cups.
That's right. He's still got another, you know, 14 years. Maybe longer. The thing I'll say about him, though, is because his pace and his power and his dynamism and all that sort of thing that goes with the technical ability that he's got, he can't... Dynamism, is that a word?
Yeah.
I'll
spot on.
Thanks to Rob, our producer.
Yeah.
But it is. So, yeah, anyway, Rob, we'll talk after. but, yeah, so those attributes of him physically, he probably won't be one of those players that can play till he's... Well, certainly not the way he does play now, until he's 38. But what a career he's got ahead of him. I mean, he's already in an unbelievable position. And I saw the headline this morning that he will be front and centre of the French dynasty. So it's up to them to make sure they've got the players around him as well.
Well, the beauty of it is he's at a team like France and they're going to be qualifying for every World Cup in his career, whereas someone like a Gareth Bale, who's also a very, very good player, doesn't get to play in a World Cup, like a George Best, doesn't get to play in a World Cup because their countries don't qualify.
Yeah. Mm.
So Mbappe hasn't got that problem.
And think of all the great players who have played at World Cups and have never lifted the trophy. He's already done it at 19.
That's right. Messi, Ronaldo, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Good on you, Mossy. Thanks for that.
Been a pleasure, guys. Good start of the day.
Usain Bolt to the Central Coast Mariners. Who'd have thought it?
Would you like to coach him?
No.
No.
There you go.
Oh, no, jeez.
I wouldn't. It'd be, like, from a coach's point of view, it'll be a circus.
A massive distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be at every nightclub. Good
parties.
None that I didn't check out.
What's the number one nightclub on the Central Coast?
Number one nightclub
was
the Crown Plaza Beer Garden for Arnie and I.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
we just turned it into a nightclub.
Thank you, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.